Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up, y'all? Coming back at y'all again. Another episode of The Menu. Waiting for Mr. Brother L, who is back from his military duty, to join in. I do once again want to apologize for last week. Was feeling very much under the weather, as all y'all can tell. This weather's kind of crazy out here. And one minute it's hot, next minute it's cold, next minute it's raining. You know, definitely want to send a shout out and all condolences to you know, everybody out in the Midwest regions, Oklahoma, you know, dealing with all the inclement weather and situations. You know, it's kind of crazy out here. But, you know, always got to remember we got to put God first, you know, because through God all things is possible. And that said, definitely want to get into a topic very close to my heart, because, you know, as a person who used to write, or sometimes still do write, whatever happened to the real MCs? I mean, I'm not here to knock anybody's hustle, talk smack at anybody, make anybody feel bad or messed up or whatever, but, I mean, the whole MC game has definitely changed. And do I have some issues with it? Yes, I do. You know, to all the real writers out there, who doesn't have an issue with it? The music, I guess, music industry, to call it, has become more of a industry than, you know, a creative outlet for creative individuals. You know, you got these carbon copy wannabes trying to create what they call nowadays music, but like I said, I'm not here to knock anybody's hustle, but it's trash. A lot of it is trash. I can't lie. Whether it's hip-hop, whether it's some of this, the R&B, you know, if it's not violence or sex-related or talking about drugs or something dirty, it's like, that's not music, in my opinion. I don't know what this new generation, or, you know, I'm sure everybody, you know, anybody would beg to differ, but all this newfangled, you know, stuff to me is trash. Because it's like, yo, do you really think the people that put out this music allow their kids to listen to it? Probably not. The same people who put out this music, the hip-hop talk and all this gun violence and selling drugs and all this and that, do you think their kids go to public schools? Probably not. And to all these cats that are talking all this gun violence and all these drugs, do you think they're out there doing it? Probably not, because their thing is they'll get their men's to do it. Some little funky that they just, you know, hey, you roll with me and I'll pay you, and when something jumps off, you take the fall. That's basically what it's all about. So, I kind of want to hit up a little bit of history, you know, from my recollection, starting out in the whole MC thing. Like, I started writing in 1988. And when I started writing, it was because I needed an outlet, because the year prior, my mom had passed away. So, you know, there was a lot of built-up anger and emotions, a lot of questions, you know, that were, you know, on my mind, and a lot of stuff within me. It was like, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And I started writing. you know, I had to, instead of putting my fist through a door or in a wall, I started writing. I had to channel that anger somewhere. And I put it on paper. And it helped me out tremendously. Because for whatever angry thought or miserable thought or unloved thought or whatever thought it was that I felt, I was able to put it down on paper. You know, and the thing was, that was so crazy about it was to actually read it back to myself and then realize, damn, like, what the hell is wrong with me? Well, in all actuality, there was nothing wrong. It was just me kind of finding my way in the world of self-expression. And, you know, I guess that's where, you know, the MC in me or the writer in me started to emerge from. And, you know, it was all about progression. You know, went from writing, you know, real dark lyrics, you know, hardcore stuff to, you know, progressing into more songs with purpose. You know, something more creative than just, you know, some street talk and, you know, learning to put words together and stuff like that. I mean, hey, you can go to school to learn this stuff. And, you know, the wild thing is some of the dropouts, you know, actually excelled in this music industry. I mean, it's all about what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to do, what you're out to get, what you want to get from it. I mean, some people, you know, have skills with certain things. You know, some people adopt trades and they work on it. The whole MC thing, I remember I had an English teacher. His name was Mr. Landers. And he would call it drug dealer music. And I found it offensive, but I never told him that I wrote, you know, hip hop. Like, I never wrote rhymes. And, because I know if I did tell him, he would have found it, you know, like, oh my gosh, like you write that drug dealer music, that druggy music. And I never saw it that way, but, you know, that was just his opinion. But, you know, at that time, you know, in like the early 90s, 80s, even prior to that, like, society was never really hip to the whole, you know, rap thing, the whole hip hop, you know, culture. They were never really with it because it was, to me, I guess at that time, it was something real that maybe America didn't want to face. You know, like, you had these people that were in the ghetto, in these situations, on welfare, being deprived of certain services, certain, you know, just, you know, freedoms, you know, people on drugs, you know, cats being locked up, harassed by the cops. You had people in the hood reporting all of this over a beat, and it caught fire. People started to listen to what was said, what was being said. I mean, of course, we all familiar with, and if you're not, I don't know what planet you came from, but Melly Mel, The Message. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like, yo, how real does it get with what he was saying? It was serious. At that time, you know, like I said, he was just really putting it out there. And it's something that you had to take hold of. But hold on. I think we got Brother L.
Yes, sir, Brother B. Good evening. Good evening. And good evening, friends.
Wait, let's get a round of applause for Brother L, who is back from his military duties. Welcome back, brother.
Endeavors. Yes,
yes. Okay, military. Yes, duties and endeavors. Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Oh, we're very fine, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Yes, indeed, my brother. Yes. And good evening, all. And how are we out there in Menu Land? thank you for listening in to another episode of The Menu. Indeed, indeed. Brother B, the host with the most.
Yes. You know, I was just getting into, you know, a little background about the whole MC thing, and I was speaking on Melly Mel's song, The Message.
Ooh.
And tell, you know, talking about how, like people weren't ready. Like, America wasn't ready for the ghetto reports that was coming out.
No.
You know,
no,
the ghetto
no.
reporters. They weren't ready for that.
No. Certainly not. When Melly Mel came on the scene with The Message, that was what, like, back in the,
the mid-80s?
Like,
the early 80s.
It might have been like 79, early 80s, I guess. It hit, the way how it hit like a tidal wave, because it was real and straight to the point. And it threw white America into like a chaos, I would say. Anarchy almost. It was like, wait a minute, what is this and why is it growing in such a way? Why is it catching on? We can't let these young black minds get a hold of this, because if they get a hold of this, it is opening doors into avenues which we do not want them to go.
Well, you're right.
That's how
I
see
it. But at the same time, they saw it as something, if they could capture it, they knew that it's all about conquering. They've always, you know what I'm saying, like America, this country, just dictators and leaders and whatever in general, it's all about conquering. So once they could capture it and conquer it, then they can utilize it to do what they wanted to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is, like I said, Melly Mel's The Message just kind of put it out there. And like I said, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes you wonder how I keep from going under. You know, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, he's telling you what's going on in his surroundings, in his environment. The whole thing,
absolutely.
You have people from the suburbs that were like, is this actually going on outside the suburbs? Like, you know, he gave people something to think about. And that was like the job, that became like the job of the MC, you know, to really put it together, you know, for people out there to listen to. I mean, of course, there's certain genres. You got people talking about, you know, what's going on around them. And you got to cast this. That's just straight lyrical. And my thing is, what really happened to the real MCs? Like, a lot of people want to talk about how it's old school. It can never be old school to me, man, because it was that golden era of hip hop. You know, this from like the late 70s to the 80s, especially like the 90s. You had so many different genres of MC, and the positive. You had the gangster. You had, you know, the booty music. You had all types of stuff. Now, everything is just like one type of song.
Yes. You don't have too much avenues, it seems like, these days. It's not too much flavors. It's basically all like bubblegum rap. You know, it's sweet, it's sugary, you put it in your mouth, you chew it up, and then you spit it out because, okay, I can't take any more. That's what it is now. It's like a lot of it is almost sounding the same to me. I'm not really hearing any true lyrics. You have people putting words together, but what are they really saying?
They're not really.
There's not too much validity to it. You know, it's kind of just one direction. You know, maybe two. Talk about getting money. Talk about coming up from the ghetto. but not really saying too much. It's not like how it used to be with like the with like Rakim,
Kool
G Rap, N.W.A. I mean, N.W.A. scared people, okay? Because they was real. They was gangster, but it was real and it was hardcore. You know,
well,
I mean, M.O.P.
Okay, but see, you look at a group like M.O.P. First off,
D.D.P.
But okay, but hold on.
Conscious,
you look at
Conscious Mind Rap.
Well, KRS-One was all over.
Nas.
I mean, no. Listen, no doubt. First of all, KRS-One was all over the place. Like he can be whatever he needed to be when he needed to be it. He went from conscious to hard to like whatever. Like there could never be another KRS-One. There could never be another Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Redmans. The, like, there could never be
the Funk
like,
Doctor
MCs of that
Funk
caliber anymore.
No. And notice, like, back then, you know, it was more colorful. Like you said, Redman. Look how Redman played with the words. I mean, his style was his style.
Time for some action.
Know? Oh my goodness, good gravy. You know, I mean, wow. Now it's I just don't feel that rap is where it used to be. I think it's being funneled into like one direction. You don't have different avenues like you did before. Like everybody's almost going the same way or same direction. It's like getting funneled, you know. You don't have, like, the colorful play of words. It's watered down almost.
Well, it is watered down because check this out. When you look at it, it's like, when we started, when I started doing it, you know, it went from, like I was explaining how I, you know, before you came on, like how I started doing it and why I started doing it, because, you know, I needed an outlet. Like, you know, my mother had passed in 87. I needed something, you know, to latch on to. I needed some type of constructive, you know, outlet instead
right.
of, like, being angry and punching on walls and wondering about my existence.
You are the way how you used to rap and how you used to bring it, it was your outlet. And it was also your way of conveying how you was feeling and what you was feeling inside. And you, instead of putting it to physical, you put it to verbal.
Yeah.
And you could feel it. You know, you made it very, very three-dimensional in how you put it together. How you
But see, that's the thing. That's that, to me, that's always been the job of an MC. Like master ceremony. Like someone who commands the microphone and like
break it down, brother. Break it down.
Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to captivate people. You got to keep the people going. You got to give them more, especially when you're giving them something that they're into. See, my thing has always been is lyrics. You had a very high concentration of lyrics from years ago compared to what it is now. Like, you couldn't, I remember, like, back in the days we used to cipher. And a cipher was, you know, cats in a circle. And whether it was in front of the bodega or it was in the schoolyard or it was in front of the building, you know, with whatever, with a 40 and a couple of other things, cats were getting a cipher and everybody would put their skills to the test. But the thing was this. You couldn't talk that BS, that keys across seas and all that gun shit. You couldn't talk that shit if you were not doing it.
That is true. That is correct.
You get kicked out the cipher. Somebody would quickly embarrass you. Simple and plain.
That is
another thing.
Correct. That is why I never participated.
Nah, but you just, there's just certain rules. See, that's the whole thing. It's like there's no rules with this anymore. And I think that's where the real MCs, like especially the MCs, you know what I'm saying, of prior have issues with the current day MCs. Like there are no rules, no type of standards or morals to this. Back then, like I said, if you wasn't living it, you could not talk it.
That is correct.
If you didn't, like, if you weren't writing your own stuff,
if you was not down for your crown, then you could not be in the circle of true, real MCs.
No, you couldn't. And you couldn't. And the whole thing is,
you could not facade it.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't put on a facade. You know, you truly have to walk the walk and talk the talk. You know.
I mean, listen. I went to LIC. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew. Me and Nas went to the same high school. You know what I'm saying? I had a rule then. Like, Queens MCs don't go against Queens MCs. Like, because, you know, you had to just rep your borough. So if he was going to go against somebody else outside of the borough, that's one thing. But my whole thing is, you know, if you rep the same borough, it shouldn't be any, like, you know, inter-beef with one another. But I knew Nas, you know what I'm saying, and his man Grand Wizard. I knew them cats. And Nas was always nice. Whether it was from the lunch table or to look at him now. You know what I'm saying? He was always nice. There's other cats. When I used to hang out in Queensbridge, Group Screwball, you had Poet, you had cats like my man Hardy and K-High, like there was, you know what I'm saying, Core Mega. You had so many cats. Like Queensbridge was just like the freaking, how could I put it? When it came down to MCing, man, it was like a car line.
It was heavy,
though. Mercedes, Benz's, BMWs. It was exclusive because Queensbridge was just popping up MCs all over the place. Yo, 646-378-1882. 646-378-1882 is the call-in number. But Queensbridge was the place. But I'm not taking anything away from anybody else from any other boroughs. But I just mainly knew about the place that where I was coming from. You know, and that was Queens. We come from Astoria projects. You know what I'm saying? So you had your few. What? Who we have from Astoria?
Well,
Super Lover C and Casanova Russ. Super Lover C and Casanova Russ doing the James Brown.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, you know, when you compare the type of stuff they were putting together word-wise then. So I'm just going to say it. Like, this garbage now, there really is no comparison. You know what I'm saying?
No,
because
not.
These cats ain't saying nothing. It's like, how do you let somebody that's not of your background say, hey, listen, I'm going to give you a couple of bucks, a couple of million dollars or whatever, I need you to go out there and I need you to make these records. I need you to sound like an X, Y, and Z person. I need you to sound like Jay-Z's or this, that. This is what I need you to sound like. And you can get paper. It's like, yo, how did we come about, you know, throwing away the love of the game for a dollar? Like, when we was on the streets, it was never that important. It was never that important. It was all about the love of the lyrics. It was all about the beat.
Well, now it's just about the money.
And the,
you know, it's not, because back then it was a culture. You know,
it was
a culture. This is what you just did because you did it because you loved it. You know, it was also your way of expressing yourself. Oh, but we can't forget Mobb Deep. Hot damn. You can't forget Mobb Deep.
Oh, you can't forget the Mobb Deep. Yeah, my bad. You can't forget Mobb Deep.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
it's quite all right, bro. But back then it was just more truly about the love of
in the
game.
In the art of it.
The absolute art and the essence. You know, of you just expressing yourself, especially when somebody put on a hot beat, you know, you would just ride with it and you would just flow with it and just express yourself. You know,
yes.
Putting your words together, mixing them up, putting in your lifestyle, how you live, the things you went through, the things you're going through.
Exactly.
You was expressing how you lived. I feel like these guys are not really doing that. They're just saying how they would like to live, not how they live. What they want to be about.
Listen, I can't call these cats MCs. They rappers. They're Reynolds rappers, kid. They're cornballs. Like, the sad part is the corporations have such a lock on the radio
stations.
Well, that's
what it is.
You know, and a lock on this industry, because that's all
that's
it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Become industrialized. It's like...
Yes, they become like cattle.
Yeah.
They become mass like
production.
Cattle.
Where does the real MC go?
Stop mooing. Be you and be about you. And all you rap companies out there, stop watering down the game.
Nah, never. It's too
no,
late
it's
for that.
It's become watered down. It has become so watered down. It's not diverse how it used to be. Gangsta rap. Do you hear any more gangsta rap? No. Do you hear any more conscious rappers? No. Look at Common. I mean, Common is still out there, but Common's not. He's not, like, I hate to say it, but not really factoring.
Well, listen, remember, I don't know if you know, but remember back in the days, it wasn't just Common. His name was Common Sense, and he was Yeah, he was a totally different MC to what he is. Like, he was a savage. Like, back then, he was crazy. I'm not saying that he's not nice now. He just seems a little more toned down. But
well, he's like you said, it's become watered down. It's the industry. They have diluted the whole, you know, hip hop thing. It's diluted. It's become pop. It's watered down, sugarcoated. Bubblegum rap. Bubblegum rap. I mean, you put it in your mouth, you chew it up. Once the sweetness and the sugar goes out, you blow a bubble, pop, it blows, and then that's it. There's staying power.
Well, of course there's no staying power. Because
you know how the music has staying power? Like, you know, like, you hear something for, like, a good year, good 2 years, Anytime you heard, oh, yo, yeah, yeah, that's gone now. Now it's it's here today, gone tomorrow, and you can't even remember it by next year.
True. Well, all right, well, check this out. Remember back in the days, like you would, of course, buy a record or a cassette, and when cats did their albums, they did an album with like 10, maybe 12 songs the most.
Yes.
Now you got cats doing albums with like 20 songs on it. 20 songs of like, you probably get only three to four good songs out of all those 20. Like, they're just doing trash. They're doing nothing but fillers. They're not trying to do good music anymore. And the whole thing is, somebody once told me, which when they first told me it, I found it very insulting, but it's true. Like, the listeners are dumb. Like, they'll listen to whatever. And, I mean, look at Jay-Z. He said in his song, he had to dumb down his music to get a dollar. Like, you know, that's insulting to the listener. But the sad part is there's a lot of listeners out there that make it true. Because some of them want to hear this trash.
It goes back to the industry. The industry feels like they know what people want to listen to. You know, that's how they feel. And I think that they're wrong. That's why I don't listen to rap now. The only person that I truly like now. I mean, which I feel is okay. Drake, I find him entertaining.
Well,
even though I know where he came from, he's definitely not from the streets. he's not from the streets.
Yeah, you're
he's
right.
Not. Check him out on Degrassi Junior High, people. he was an actor. Before he started rapping, he was an actor.
But see,
maybe
my thing
people,
is this.
Maybe
how
a lot
you,
of people
how,
know that. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're just finding out right now. Degrassi Junior High. Look him
bro,
up.
That's the thing. That's the thing. When it goes back to the MCN and it goes back to the culture, back then, like, all right, the style was baggy pants. Yeah, you could, like, you had baggy pants, but your pants weren't hanging off your ass.
Oh no!
Like,
see, now
cats,
it's
it's looking a little suspect. But the whole thing is, like, yo, if you was to talk that shit that cats is talking now, and the cipher back then, like, yo, you get your ass beat. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the days, we used to be in the cipher with, you know, talking like with the 5%ers and break it down today's math. If you said something wrong, you get your face smacked.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, in the cipher, when it comes down to that MC stuff, it was like, yo, it was not a joke. It was not a game. Cat, eat, slept, shat, farted, pissed, everything, yo, it was straight up and down hip-hop. It was all about the rhyme. It was all about the skills. Now, all of a sudden, it's all about trash. Like you're talking down to the women, our women in general. You're sitting up there taking all types of drugs and glorifying it. You're glorifying jail like it's okay. Like, nah, cats wasn't doing that back in the day. Like, it just wasn't. And people want to try to say that, oh, well, it's the, you know, the evolution. Nah, we didn't evolve. We unevolved.
We devolved. Now it's devolving.
The MC,
Yes, I said it. I said it, and I'm saying it.
Because, yo, I mean, I legitimately, like I said, I ain't got nothing against anybody, personally. But if you ask me from an MC standpoint, yo, I have to say, like, the Lil Wayne. I mean, I really have to say the Drake's, like, I give it to Drake, But you remember, I'm coming from a different era. Like, to see this dude on Degrassi and then turn around, he wants to, we started from the bottom, now we here. Like, all right, stop it, dude.
You did not start from the bottom.
Exactly, because I remember, like, yo, cats would be talking this, like, back in the days when you was on the corner hustling or something. You got cats out there that, I'm not saying that was right, but you got cats out there that was hustling just to, you know, make ends meet or put
exactly.
money in their pocket
hungry.
And make some money.
Truly hungry.
Right.
Biggie.
But then you had
Notorious B.I.G. He started from the bottom.
So now you're talking about
Nas. He started from the bottom. KRS-One started from the bottom.
No doubt.
Super Love to see Captain Over Run started from the bottom.
Yo, I mean, but then.
I'm sorry. I'm just venting a little bit. That's all. Excuse me, people.
I'm glad
sorry.
You're back, bro. You know, but then you have cats that would get allowances, come from good homes. You know what I'm saying? And they want to sell drugs too. They want to hustle too. Like, dude, what are you hustling for? Why are you out here? Like, dude, you get an allowance. Like, you go to church every Sunday. Like, you're doing this, you're doing that. Like, why are you trying to be something that you're not? Be
yeah.
you.
Exactly. Please, people, rappers. Industry,
nah.
Let the rappers be them.
Nah,
let them
they can't
find
do
themselves
that.
In the music. Stop forcing them to be somebody that they're not.
Start from the bottom
out of
here. But bro, that's the
Greg,
whole thing.
I like you,
a lot of these cats, a lot of these cats don't know who they are. That's the whole thing. They're going along an image. They're going
yeah, well,
off
that's
the
what
image.
It is. Image.
And the whole thing is the image that's taken over. It's the image that's been taking precedent over the skills. It's the image that's taking precedent over, you know what I'm saying, the whole MC. It's like, it's your image first, and then it's skills secondary. Before, it was skills first, image next. Because
yes.
it's no matter how you look. I mean, shit, you can look at the Craig Max, you can look at the Biggies, they can talk junk about fat people
fact.
All day, but yo, may he
you
rest
what?
In peace. Hold on, I gotta shout this man out because I loved him. Like, Heavy D, may that man rest in peace. When I saw Heavy D come through, kid, I was like, because, you know, I've always been a big dude. He put it on the map.
Yes, he did.
He put it out there because, you know what? He was getting his dance on, kid. You ain't never
Chub
seen
Rock.
Nobody. You know, Chub Rock, when Chub Rock came up, Chub Rock was getting his dance on too, but it wasn't like Heavy D was just doing it. Heavy D was doing it, I missed him. Like, Heavy D, that was an MC right there.
Yes, he was.
That was an MC. He flipped in many ways.
And you know who else? I gotta say, the Fat Boys.
Oh, the Fat Boys. You know what? They were entertaining, but at the same time, they were very creative. I mean, even though they had the gimmick of the Fat Boys thing, but they had skills. Like, you can't
yes.
say, like, I think skills stopped
they stuck to
coming
what
into
they
play.
Knew. Food, they were,
yeah.
they knew what they were. They wasn't trying to be, you know, a gangster rapper. They was about themselves.
No doubt.
And that's what I just want rappers to be. I just want rappers to be about themselves. Don't get caught up in somebody else's limelight. Make your own limelight. But everybody's just being put into this one specification where to me, it's not happening for me, you know? It just isn't. I mean, I be going on YouTube now, and I look at people's comments when I go look at the Bush Babies. Oh, yeah, I said it's the Bush Babies, damn it. A lot
wow.
of people don't remember
Bush
the Bush
wow.
Babies.
I
remember where, you know, back in the day, people, look up the Bush Babies, D-A-B-A-B-E-E-S, the Bush Babies, and just look them up on YouTube and listen, just listen to it, listen to the Bush Babies, just
dude, it's
listen. And then read the comments. Oh, this was hip hop back then. Now, the Bush Babies weren't big back then. They were known, but they weren't like huge.
But there was a place for them.
Yes. But you read
there was
the
a
comments.
Place for them.
Oh. If you read the comments to what it says today, oh, this was hip hop back then, son. Oh, I missed this song. Yo, I missed these cats. Yo, people are truly missing the Bush Babies. People are missing hip-hop of what it used to be.
Man, listen.
Well,
I mean,
sometimes you got to go back to go forward. And I encourage MCs now, rappers, MCs, whatever you want to call yourself, just to go back and just listen to rap of like the 90s, the 80s. Listen to it. Go back and listen to Nas. Just go back.
Go back and listen to Nas. I'm going to listen to Juice Crew, son. The Juice Crew, kid.
Listen to Big O, Juice Crew All-Star. Oh, my goodness. Is that what you're talking about?
Juice Crew, the favorite unit.
I want y'all to go back and listen to Stetsasonic.
Your Stetsasonic was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, people. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yo, with the gang. It was crazy.
I just opened up a crate. I opened it. Go back to listen to Stetsasonic.
Yo, what about Ultra? What about Ultra Magnetic?
Ultra Magnetic? Ultra Magnetic?
Yeah. Cool Keith.
Please.
Cool Keith was crazy. Yo, he was like one of the original freaks. Like, he was crazy.
Matter of fact, do yourself a favor. Because people may have forgot about them, but I ain't forget. Das Effects.
Oh, my gosh. You can't.
When they first came out, there was nothing touching them because they were just so off the wall.
Yeah, straight from the sewer. Straight from the sewer.
But you want to know how different rap was? You really want to know how different it was? Go back. Listen to Fooshnickens. If you can. Yeah. See, what rap is today, nothing to what it was back then at all. Because these cats had skills beyond skills.
Because you know what? Like,
it
was
different.
They were creative.
So different.
They were creative.
Back then, yes, back then when a rapper was rapping, you could tell where he was from. You could tell. Now you can't tell. You can't tell.
Like, yo, nobody reps Brownsville like M.O.P. Like, yo, nobody reps what the realness of Brooklyn like M.O.P. Because you hear it in the voice.
M.O.P. is like, if you don't listen to them the right way, they will come out of whatever you listen to and smack you in your face for not listening properly.
Like,
they
yo,
will come
at that
through
time,
the radio. They will come through the radio and F you up.
Yep.
Yeah, I said it. They would F you up.
Them, Black Moon.
Oh, how could I
forget
Black
Moon? Whole boot camp
flip.
Whole boot camp flip. I don't know how many 40s were drunk in the night listening to Into the Stage, their first album, Black Moon, Into the Stage. Yo, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. So did that music, you know what I'm saying? You know, one thing about the music from then with real MCs, it puts you in a zone.
Thank you very much. Nothing. Yes. Oh, brother, you see what you said right there? Put you in a zone. When has the last time anybody has been put into a zone with today's rap? Not zoned out, but put into a zone. Where you are, literally captured by the music. You are just put into a place that cannot be touched.
Yeah.
I haven't been put there in a long time where I would just literally zone out to the music and get caught up in it. I have not been put there. I listen, yeah. Like I said, Drake, listen. T.I., listen. Zoned out. Bone Thugs and Harmony. I used to love
But, yo, all right. I'm going to put this out there. One of the things, because you have said this name, and I listen, I have nothing against them. Because I loved them when they came out with their stuff, 100 Miles and Running and all this other stuff. But, yo, N.W.A., like, they really changed the game. But at the same time, I don't think hip-hop was really ready. The hip-hop culture wasn't really ready for what they brought over. Just like when Luke came through with the booty music, I don't think hip-hop was ready for all, the culture was ready for all of that. What do you think?
I wouldn't say that they weren't ready. I would just say they were just certain people weren't ready. Certain factors of the country weren't ready because NWA hit in places where NWA was not at. You know, NWA was hitting in rural white America, which scared the hell out of them.
But look at their label, Niggas with Attitude. Like,
well, this is what
to me,
to me,
that was the start of the industrialization of the music.
It was because some people saw it as, well, you know what, this is going somewhere. How can we capture this? How can we take hold of this? They came on the scene like nothing has ever been heard before.
Yes, but from an MC and from an MC's perspective, my problem was this. Like, a scientist would never hand over the formula to, like, what he creates. So why would you hand over something like this, something that, like, we took hip-hop, like, we've always, our history, and I have to say this, our history as, like, minorities, as, like, black people, we take something. We take nothing to make it into something.
Yes, we do.
We have creativity
to do that.
Like, come on. Like, people want to try to say it's not an art form, it's not creative, but check this out. I challenge anyone to, like, sit down and write a rhyme that makes sense and it's cohesive. I challenge anyone who's a professor, a scholar, anybody who calls themselves smart and intellectual and I'm beyond this rap thing and this, that, and the third. I challenge you to do it.
No,
if you're so smart and you're so intelligent,
I'm going to just show how, you know, intelligent rappers work, like Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
When have you ever heard of a college course on rock and roll or heavy metal?
She probably just did a course on music in general, but it really didn't
But
put it on one individual, like group or, you know, yeah, to my knowledge.
They constructed a class on Tupac, the study of Tupac and his music, study of his lyrics, the study of Tupac's lyrics, a class, a college class on the study of Tupac's lyrics. What other musician has or lyricist have had that?
None to my knowledge.
Okay. See, this is the power of hip hop. This is the power of us, where people become so fascinated, so caught up, that they have to, we have to study his words. What was he talking about? What was he going through?
Well, that's the thing. That's one thing.
You listen. Tupac made you listen.
But the whole thing is, that's the thing. You had to listen to really know what he was going through. Like,
exactly.
I'm just under the assumption. I've never met the man. May he rest in peace. Never met him. Never rolled with him. But when you listen to his music, to the people that know him, probably could say, that's Pop. Like, Pop put himself in those lines.
Yeah.
He put himself on those beats. Nowadays, these cats get put in an image that's not them on that paper. Or some of them are not even writing their own music, which is even worse.
Oh, you know what? See, that's the one thing I really, truly, and honestly really hate. When I hear about these rappers that have ghostwriters, I'm sorry to say, but that's a...
Dude, that is
a slap in the face and disgusting.
Dude, listen. Once again, back to the cipher. If you didn't write your own stuff, like, you would be looked at, like, cats would look at you damn near like a child molester or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, are you crazy? Like, uh-huh. you don't step into the damn cipher with, you know what I'm saying, with somebody else's stuff. Like, it's just certain things that you just didn't do because it was very disrespectful.
And don't take lyrics from people.
Oh, no. You couldn't quote somebody else's stuff. Like I said, there was rules, there was principles, there was laws to this, man. Like, and right now it's a lawless land. Like,
lawless.
You got anybody just getting on the mic, like, it's okay. Like, this is a culture that was shunned, that was niggified and everything else. Now you hear
correctional officers getting up on this, damn it.
You got commercials using hip hop to sell their products. But at one time, they wouldn't touch hip hop. Now all of a sudden, they're using people rap. Come on.
Talk about you being a correction officer. Talk about that. Put that in a rap and talk about it. I'll listen to you then. I will listen to you if you talk about how you were putting men down. I had them up in the corner. Swinging that thing on it. You know, I'll listen to you then.
Yeah, you're savage.
Talk about how you came up from that. Talk about that.
True.
I'll listen to you. I like your style. I like your style, but I don't listen to you. Because I want to know the real you. I want to know the real you. Right now, I'm just seeing a big old farce.
Listen, it's all big and small to me, baby. It's all big and small.
But you know where you came from. Talk about that.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about that. Talk about what you...
Applesauce.
Don't talk about the facade. Talk about you. U. Y-O-U. Talk about your neighborhood where you came up from.
That don't sell records. So the facade, of talking about expensive shit that you can't even afford. You're talking about all these different clothes. Like all you're doing is product placement. You're a spokesman for all these people who probably wouldn't even let you in their goddamn store. If they did let you in their store, they'd have a security guard following you. So what the fuck are you talking about they stuff for, man? These people, these designers and all these cats, these people who make Maybachs, Mercedes Benz, don't give a fuck about you. Don't care about you. Even though in hip hop, like certain expensive items and stuff like that, like it's always been there. I mean, you look at Slick Rick. But Slick Rick did it with class.
Yes, he did.
And Slick Rick went and got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell all the jewels, that was Slick Rick. These cats out there, they couldn't be his left valley shoe with all the BS they talking. All they talking is rentals. All they talk, most of them don't even own shit. The record company probably bought it and paying the mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Like these, like I just don't understand how I just became so disrespectful.
Man,
it just became so disrespectful. Yeah, it is. That's all it is. That's all it is, man. I mean, I think like after the 90s, like late 90s, early, 2000, it's like that's when it started to go from, MC to rapper. That's what I believe it really started to change because, like I said, I ain't got nothing against anybody, but when I speak from an MC perspective, like, the Lil Wayne's, the Drake's.
Notice I mentioned Lil Wayne. I gotta
speak as a mother, but I really don't listen to the radio like I used to, because the radio is like controlled by the companies anyway. So the program directors, they take these little cut or they do whatever the labels say if they want to keep getting the paycheck in, I'll play this song 5 times.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what's
going on. These radio stations have been taken over and become hostages. Oh,
hold on. Got a caller.
Look at that. We have a caller.
5776 on the air.
Hey, good evening, y'all. How you doing?
Oh, what up,
hey,
baby?
How we doing there, guys?
Hey, how's everything?
Mr. Pierre Williams.
I didn't get a chance to listen into what you guys were saying, so like as soon as I called, they immediately just connected me through to you guys. So I understand you guys are doing a show and rap music and everything and MCing. So just gonna listen in for a little bit and then I'll just chime in. Yeah.
Well,
we're just talking about go ahead, bro. Tell them what we're talking about because this is your expertise right here.
Nah, I mean, listen.
No. Well, nah. Tell them.
Nah, listen. This is the deal. We're taking a little trip down memory lane as well, but we're just talking about whatever happened to the real MCs because I guess you'll be able to rattle off names better than I. In terms of these newfangled MCs, because I really don't like them. Like, I'm gonna be on some arrogant MC shit, and like I could pull out a verse from the late '90s, and they'll still kick the asses of any of these little bastards out here.
Well,
like
brother,
I said,
could you do us a favor and please spit something for the people, for the masses?
Hold on. First of all, let's get in to I need P to, we need to bring P up to speed. And
okay,
we need,
bring him up.
Throw some things out there because he has to be able to defend. Because he's basically the only one that'll be defending his era of music. Because me and him, me and P are good. We cool. That's like my little bro right there. But we go back and forth on this music thing. We definitely go back and forth on this music thing. Because he knows that these newfangled MCs, like, it's like they trying to live this Liberace lifestyle with a bottle of Budweiser in their hand. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, stop fronting. Like, once you get back in the days, you couldn't be fronting like that. Like, you get ran up on, and you get your face smacked. And, this is serious. Cats don't think this is serious anymore, and that's my problem.
Well, how do you
like, everybody want to talk about the money,
real
MC, huh?
What's your definition
of real
MC?
Listen, it definitely, you got to look at the style. You got to look at the lyrical content. You got to look at, you know what I'm saying, the cohesiveness of what the MC is saying. You got to look at, you know what I'm saying, his flow. You just got to look at the overall creativity. There's a lot of things that make up an MC. But one thing is, you have to have the common sense to know that, yo, what's hip-hop and what's not. You can't go out there.
Naughty by Nation, not because I hate you.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is you can't go out there talking about you an MC and you this and you that and you ain't respecting the culture. Because I love it when cats talk about, oh, you know, this person used to be my idol and that person used to be my idol, and then they turn around and they putting out this BS. Like, come on, man, if you're real. Eminem, look at Eminem. That's the MC right there.
I would say yes.
He is an MC. You know what I'm saying? He's not black. But he's an MC. He's an MC that's doing. He's doing it a lot better than some of these Negroes is doing it. Because he respects the art form.
Hey.
No, I'm going to say, damn that.
Let us not forget about third base. Because, you know,
third base?
Because he is not the first. MC Red is not the
no,
first.
He's not
the first.
Dude, I remember Everlast.
The Beastie Boys.
Oh, listen. You don't want to talk about the Beastie Boys, kid. I remember Brass Monkey. You don't talk about the Beastie Boys, kid. I love the Beastie Boys. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is they respected the art form of it, and they stayed true.
Truly. Truly.
Now,
to this day.
Yeah, I'm
what do you think? What do you consider the definition of an MC?
I mean, I definitely don't have the type of background that, you know what I'm saying, you have with it, you know what I'm saying, expertise that you have in the subject, but I don't know. I just think somebody that just expresses themselves through music. I don't even person to me, a person don't have to be, you know, lyrical or whatnot, but as long as they, you know, understand the concept of making a song, and they're not just saying words just to say them. There has to be some type of meaning behind it. They're just not making words rhyme.
You were scaring me there, buddy. You were scaring me for a second. I was like, oh, Lord. He has been caught up in this whole monkey music. But you just validated yourself a little bit there.
Okay, but listen, good.
I just got one thing there. I got one question to ask you. Do you wear your pants like Lil Wayne?
Hell no.
I'm sorry, what you think?
Do you wear
your pants
like Lil Wayne?
Hanging off your ass?
Mine?
Do you wear your pants hanging off your ass?
Oh, no. Wifey, or
thank
that's
you.
A no-no. Wifey's
thank not going you.
For that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But I mean, what is the problem with it? With the, you know, as far as the pants hanging off and
what is the problem?
Yeah, I know
all right,
the issues I have with
what
it.
What is
but
the problem?
What...
That's like asking, what is the problem with murdering somebody? That's like asking, what is the problem with slapping somebody's mama, and then taking their mother's purse? There is a huge problem with what these people are doing with their clothing. A huge. I do not want to see somebody's dirty drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Now
I don't see anybody clean drawers.
These kids are emulating what they see. These kids are emulating what they see now. You got
running
around out here with their pants hanging off their butts because they think it's cool. It's disgusting.
But the thing is, too, that kind of goes back to the, you know what I'm saying, the household as far as setting the standards for what, you know, how you wear your clothes and everything. But if you look to what rap music is going right now, it's been going, it's been gravitating more to the whole skinny jeans. And now instead of we worrying about our kids wearing their pants too tight, I mean too baggy before, now with the issue of it being too tight. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I just don't understand it.
See, but that's the whole
it.
Thing about hip hop music. There's, you know, there's trends and it's, you know, one way during the one time period it might have been cool for the baggy thing, but now it's cool for but it's now trending for the tight stuff. So, you know, that's the whole idea about hip hop is just expression, and then people tend to gravitate to what's cool.
Listen,
you know,
how the hell
trending.
Are you gonna move around on stage with some tight ass pants? How you gonna
I'm sure it is uncomfortable to move around in some tight clothes or whatever, but that's
Wait
the whole thing about hip hop though.
That is just so crazy though. You got tight jeans on that are hanging over your ass. Why you got on your little sister jeans for? That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Take off your little sister jeans. Put on some pants that at least fit. Move around.
Listen. Once again.
Yeah.
That's
why these cats are auto-tuning now. Look at all these cats are auto-tuning rap. Because the damn jeans are too skinny. They can't get their voice out properly.
Oh, my gosh. He's out of control. Yo, my thing is this. All right. I mean, maybe we need to pull out some lyrics to analyze, you know, to really be able to, you know, put it all in perspective. Like, I don't know, let's take a, all right, Pete, give me an MC from your generation that you feel is, you know, of high standards.
Well, I look at somebody like a Lloyd Banks.
Who?
Lloyd Banks. Yeah.
Who? I mean, you know what? I think Lloyd Banks got skills, but I think that it's his image. It's that image portrayal thing that I just can't get over, man. Like hip-hop is not squeaky. Hip-hop has never been a squeaky, clean, shiny thing. Like, it's been, it's always been rough and rugged. And my whole thing is, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you try to turn it into, you know, something so nice? Like, something so expensive? You know, when, like I said, it's from the street.
I don't think it's more so on the artist as it is on the record label, because before, when you guys were coming up, it was new to the record label, so they just let the artist express themselves fully. Now hip hop is on a bigger scale. Now it's, instead of it being about the art form, it's an actual business now. So they have to try to promote a certain lifestyle, and therefore they try to dictate the artist, you know what I'm saying, lyrics, and try to push him to talk more about, you know, about the flashing, about more irrelevant subjects. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but like I said, you know, I think it's more so the issue is not so much with the artist. I guess you can put some of the blame on them, but I think the major issue is with the labels.
You know, you are absolutely right. It's called dilution of music and culture. That's what's going on. Dilution. There's too much money and not enough personality.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're making clones
they got
and
no
copies
personality.
Of what
they
got
no personality, so they wouldn't know.
So I give you credit for, you know, you know, answering that. I appreciate it, you know, but man, wow. It has, like I said earlier, you don't have that much diversity as you did back then. Right now, everything
is being
funneled.
That's the label.
You know, whereas before,
is it the label? Is it the label, or is cats dumbing themselves down just to make that money?
It's both.
It is both. It definitely
it's
is both.
It's a two-way street. It's both. It's because these rappers, they have to conform to what the industry says. Well, you have to be this.
Yeah.
If you really want to make it big, you got to be like this. If you wanna do this or go like this, then you got to be this way. You got to be a certain way. It's not being your own way. They're not being their own way. That's why you can't tell where rappers are from anymore. Back in the day, you could tell where a rapper was from just by some of the things he said. Now, it's become watered down. You can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell.
You won't even get to, your music won't even see the light of day unless you start talking about this, that, and the third. And so what do you do as somebody that's on the brink of stardom or getting the way you want it to be your whole life as an MC, as a writer, and it's like, what do I do? On the other hand, if I don't do it, if I stay true to myself, I might not be able to feed my family. I might not be able to. So it's like that. Do I sacrifice the art form just to feed the, you know what I'm saying?
That's what happens. That's what happens. They become conformists. They have to conform to what the industry says. They become conformists. So to me, they're not truly artists. They're conformists. You hear that? I said they're not artists. They're conformists because they're conforming to what the industry is saying. So they're not really putting out art. They're not really putting out anything of lividity
substance.
To me.
They're not putting out anything of substance.
There is no substance. There is no ground on what they're putting out. It's just a package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we fluffed you. Now we've turned you. Now put something out. Oh, we can auto-tune you. Okay, sound like Lil Wayne a little bit. Okay, sound like this person. Yeah, there you go. You're going to be big now. Meanwhile, the person don't even know who the hell they are.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the problem. Like, back in the days, even though hip-hop has always been a thing for the youth, like, you know, the MCs that were coming out were at a certain age. Like, they went through the experiences and some of the trials and tribulations of life, you know, before they got on the microphone. So they approached the microphone, they approached the pen, they picked up the pen, and they put something down with the experience behind them. Nowadays, you just got cats taking dreams and experiences of others and putting it down on pen and then making a song out of it and making it their life. And it's like, you can't go out there and talk about something that you have not lived. You can't go out there and talk about something that you haven't done or experienced. People want to talk about what they would like to do. Okay, no problem. But you can't really go out there and talk that junk because karma will come back to you. And not only that, there's cats out there that will test you on what you say. So you always got to be conscious of the stuff that you put out there.
I don't know if you guys heard, but the rapper 2 Chainz, who talked a lot about, you know, guns and all the violence and all that stuff, there's a video from that TMZ released. He was in San Francisco, and he was with maybe about seven dudes, and two gentlemen one dude walked up to them with a pistol. And so 2 Chainz and his entourage took off. And now it's the issue of, and then 2 Chainz end up saying, I never got robbed, and, you know, all this other stuff. But the question is, you know, you talk all this stuff about, you know, in your lyrics about how you bust your gun and you're not, you know, just trying to, you know, project this type of image that if somebody were to run up on you, you know what I'm saying, chances are, according to your rhymes, that you would have a gun and you would handle your business. But now in a video, we see that you run.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, you know, what do you do?
You know what? I thank you for bringing that up. It's just another wacko got caught out there. Because truthfully, in all honesty, that's one, I'm not even going to say it, but that's one end I hate. He is garbage. He is crappy. He is about nothing to me. Nothing. He says nothing. Who put him on and why? He is like one of the worst.
Well,
I cannot listen to him. I cannot listen to him.
Dude,
he is the worst. He cannot rhyme. He cannot rap. He cannot rhyme.
Dude.
He cannot rap. He can't.
Bro.
He cannot.
Bro.
I could do a better job.
Bro. Stop.
What?
What about that dude, Trinidad James? Roll all of my
and that's a good example, too.
And
but
I was
know,
like, yo, dude.
But that's
the thing, though. That's, you know, goes back to what, you know, what you guys were saying is that they're not so much, they're not selling the lyrics in the art form. They're selling the individual now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who's selling that nigga. Oh, I said it. Damn it. I said the N-word. FCC gonna come get me. Oh, I'm sorry. But I just can't. I find him ignorant. So, yeah, he's a nigga. I'm sorry. I find him ignorant. I find him a foolio, a buffoon. I'm sorry. I find him as a black howdy doody. He's a puppet to me, man. He's just a puppet. I'm sorry. He's a puppet. There's nothing there. There is nothing there to me, man. There is nothing. If somebody can show me him, like, getting down, you know, lyric-wise, I might change my tune. Otherwise than that, he's exactly what the industry is today. Bubblegum rap. You chew
like,
it
like
up,
yo.
Spit it out. And he's not even a good bubblegum rap. He's a big blow. He's that 5 cent piece
of gum. Now check this out. Rakim said in one of his rhymes. Rakim said in one of his rhymes about which rhyme was it where he said I've never let the mic, you know, magnetize me, right? Then
yes.
He goes and does another rhyme, and he said, I came in the door.
Door.
I said
it before.
I never let the mic magnetize me no more.
Fighting me
to rhyme. Can't hold it back.
Hold it
I'm
back.
Looking for the line. Taking off my coat. Clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking until I hit the last. I mean, come on, man. Come on. These cats, like, yo, all these cats, these little rappers out here, they're punchline rappers. All they are is punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
They just say a whole bunch of punchlines with a couple of words in the middle.
Fillers.
Mm-hmm.
Fillers.
And then they want to talk, then they want to talk junk about chicks, you know what I'm saying, and sex and all that other stuff in between, and then throw some guns in there, and boom, you got a song.
Yeah.
Dude, hip-hop is so much more. MCing is so much more than that. It's so much more than that.
Yes.
Like, I can understand having, like, if you got a punch, you know, punchlines and stuff like that, metaphors, everything was well spaced out. Now, they use this stuff to constantly hold up whatever songs that they have.
That's
or
true.
They put out there.
Which actually weakens it, because they're not putting depth into it. They're just putting just the catchy stuff on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Putting choruses.
Like, I remember, like, years ago, once again, back to the cypher, how, like, you always had to say something to make sure, you had to have that line that had to have somebody go, oh! Like, you had to have that. Like, nowadays, nobody's really saying anything to have you be, oh, you already said it.
You are.
Because nobody ain't really listening.
Yes.
Like, there's no oh moments. Like, I was.
When was the last time you went in rap? When was the last time?
I don't know because I don't really listen. Unless I'm listening to some old school, like, I mean, I'm listening to old songs. I'm listening to, like, Ain't No Half Steppin'.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my gosh. Bro, let me tell you something. Last year when I was in Italy, I was listening to Big Daddy Kane. It was like I rediscovered him.
Yo, Long Live the King was a hot out.
Yo, I rediscovered King. I could not. I was like, yo, this dude was killing it back then. And the reason why, because I didn't realize, like, I knew he was good, but listening to what's going on with the music now and then listening to King then, he kills everybody today. I hate to say, but he kills everybody today. Kill everybody.
Yo, when he was on the symphony, I know this is before your time, Pete, but when he was on the symphony, the symphony was a song, of course, with Master Ace, Craig G, Kool G Rap, and Big Daddy Kane. When Kane said, put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. Like you had to,
you rewound that tape.
He gave you a visual. Like, oh shit. Put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. Holy, did he really just say that? How do you put a quarter in your ass and you played? Yo, he said your ass was the slot to put a quarter in. Wow. Like, who says stuff like that? Cool G Rap. With Marley gives a slice, I get nice. My voice is twice as horrifying as Vincent Price. Yo, listen, you heard what he said? He said his voice is twice as horrifying as Vincent Price.
Do you know who Vincent Price is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to mentally do the math. You have to
Do you know who Vincent Price is?
No, they just know you the dude from the end of Thriller. That was laughing.
This is Mr. Haunted Man himself. He is Mr. Phantasm. Okay? Look him up, people.
Like, you heard how he connected that? Like, he said also in the symphony, he said, I'm coming back like I'm avenging my brother's death.
Come on, man!
You got to look at the math behind what he said. Like, God forbid, like, somebody go out there and kill your brother. Like, that's revenge. Like, you really coming back after something like that. That's how he expressed it in his lyrics. Like, that's how hard I'm coming back.
When have you ever heard somebody say that, something like that now? Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. See, that's why I say, go to YouTube, look at these old videos and listen, people. That's all I'm asking. Pull up Big Daddy King. Pull up Black Moon, if you can find it.
Listen, Black Moon, you remember Black Sheep?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
You got, like you said, Third Base. You got Everlast. Even Ice-T. No, you can't front on Ice.
No.
You can't front on Ice-T. He was like, you know who was like one of the original hip-hop gangsters? I would have to say
Ice-T.
That wasn't from New York. No, but wait a minute. It's not just Ice-T, but you got to remember the Ghetto Boys. The Ghetto Boys
Yes. Oh, Ghetto Boys were fierce, bro. Yeah.
Like, them boys from Texas was doing it. That's why I'm like, yo, man, hip-hop is so much wider than what it is now. But it's become so narrow because of the BS. Because it's like, listen, if you ain't saying this, then you ain't selling. So what happens when that person says, you know what, I don't need to sell your units. I'm going to just do what I do for the love of it. And that's that.
That love is...
Like, I ain't going front. I remember there was an issue between Joe Budden and Method Man. When Joe Budden tried to call Method Man, talk about he was better than Method Man. Yo, you couldn't be better than Method Man if Method Man's teeth was broke out of his mouth. All of them. Like, you stupid. Meth?
Better than Method Man?
Yeah, but Joe Budden. Like, I'm not
is
saying Joe Budden don't
honestly,
have skills.
I'm not going to lie. I was pushing for Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because I'm a little younger than you guys and, you know. But
so,
I was pushing for Joe, and I heard a lot of Joe, you know, Joe Budden's music. Maybe not so much of Red, Methodist music, but, you know. Joe Budden, you know, wow, Jesus, you make it seem like Methodist would have wiped the floor with him. Joe Budden could rap. He's just like, you know, he's just not one of these bubble gun that you guys are talking about. I think he could rap.
No, I'm not saying that he's not skilled. He got some skills, but he ain't no meth. Just like Nelly
Hell
tried
no.
to talk some shit about Karen. Like,
yeah.
Nelly. And I'm sorry,
but
I got to curse. Nelly?
Yeah, but now that's a totally different story. But how come Method Man didn't take the challenge, though? As an old-school battler, I bet you if Joe Budden would have called out your boy KRS-One, KRS-One would have stepped up.
Wait, now I heard an interview with Meth. Let it be known that, yo, he'll do it, whatever. He was down for it. But, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could have just said, hey, Joe, you might want to chill. Or somebody could have told Meth, hey, Meth, just chill, just squash it or whatever, because it could have turned into some other beef. But KRS-One, listen, dude, you could step to KRS-One if he was sleeping. Because he'll get you. He'll get you, kid. He made it clear. When I was watching an interview, KRS-One said, yo, I could be in a grocery store buying groceries. You come at me, I'm doing it.
Like KRS-One said, man. You know, what do you say? 50 years down the line, you could start this because I'll still be the old school artist, and even in that time, I'll say around a brand new style, Ruthless and Wild.
Yeah, dude, KRS-One. Listen, there's just certain people that you got to pay homage to. And like I said, it was a golden era. It was some real MC stuff going on. Now, like this whole what's going on right now is just so divided. Cats is making money, but they angry. Like, dude, you had cats up and like that was all together chilling back in the days. You had your little battles, but it was MCing. Like you ain't hear about MC Shan and KRS-One fighting. Like they took it to wax. From you know the bridges, from the bridges over to Kill That Noise. Like, come on, man! Like, that's
classic rap battle.
And yo, and I gotta bring up one that I gotta bring up one of most late that I kind of think about. The one between Nas and Jay-Z.
Oh my gosh, yo, that stopped the city.
Yo, I don't give a listen. Stop that. I don't care what anybody say. Listen, Aoife, that was a battle rap. So that was a battle song, simple and plain. Aoife was Aoife.
Yes.
That like I heard the other stuff, the Takeover and Super Ugly. Dude, it wasn't messing with Aoife, kid.
No,
that was straight MC on the corner in front of the bodega. Jackson and the brown paper bag on the side, 40 in one hand. It was hip hop right there.
That was the stopper.
Yeah, it was.
That was the stopper.
It
just stopped.
It was.
But Cass was like, yo, Jay, stop. It's over.
But the sad part is, you have radio stations who remain nameless that didn't even want to play Nas anymore because, you shitted on Jay. Well, we ain't playing you no more. Like, what kind of bullshit is that, man?
What is that?
Like, that's not hip-hop. That's not hip-hop, because back in the days, you couldn't tell me, rest in peace, Mr. Magic, if somebody, you think he ain't played KRS-One even though he was down with the Juice Crew? He was still playing everybody music, man. So you can't front on somebody like that. That's not hip-hop. That's not the true nature of also of an MC, a battle.
That's the thing, though. That's the label stepping in. That's the label saying, we invested a lot of money into this guy. We can't have him looking crazy. So it's kind of like with the KRS, what you brought up, the KRS-One and the Nelly. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, it's going to look like, some strange reason, Nelly won, because his career, he kept his success, never went down until later on. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't during that feud. You know, so to the masses or whatnot, it's gonna look like Nelly beat KRS-One. You know,
he couldn't beat KRS-One if he wrote KRS-One on his meat.
He couldn't beat KRS-One if KRS-One had his pants down and gave him a belt and said, "Here you go."
Like, yo, it's not happening. Now, let's look at Cannabis and LL Cool J.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's
come on, man. Listen, I got love for LL. But, yo, he wasn't messing with that boy, Cannabis. Second-round knockout was a first-round knockout. And he's like, yo, Cannabis is yo. Before you wanted to war, now you want to talk. Like, yo, come on, son. What did he say in the song? He said something like a dude running 20 miles in soft sand on or off land, prepared to kick hundreds of bars up. Yo, Cannabis is crazy. The industry wasn't ready for Cannabis. They had to shut him down.
Yeah, they did. They was like, wait a minute, you went at LL a little too hard, bro.
No, listen, but that's an MC right there. Because, yo, and you have to protect your name, your title, defend your castle. Whatever you're trying to build, that's what an MC does. You can't get called out and then somebody and not say anything. You can't. Like, you really can't do that. My issue is, cats want to beef and then they want to go get guns. And don't even know how to fucking use them. What the fuck you going to get guns for? What the fuck are you shooting for? Like, you gangster? Listen, let me tell you who's gangster. The mobsters that go into court and beat cases, and then be home to eat whatever they going to eat with their family. That's gangster. You know what I'm saying? May he rest in peace. Somebody like John Gotti going to jail for something else other than whatever hits he put out. That's gangster. Okay? George Bush in the world, that's gangster. all our political cats, the Dick Cheney's, like, he's gangster. You know what I'm saying? Like, all them cats right back, those are gangsters right there. Because they do it and get away with it. Come on now. Remember when Dick Cheney supposedly let off his shotgun and hit that dude, and the dude came on TV apologizing for being in front of his gun. That's gangster. That's gangster. The news said that Dick Cheney peppered the dude. What he do? He was making a salad out of him or something? Yo, he had a shotgun. Was he supposed to be aiming his shotgun in his face.
You have buckshot in his face. I'm sorry for getting in front of your.
Yeah,
really?
That's gangster. That's gangster, kid. These little dumbasses going out there getting guns, shooting each other over some bullshit beef. That ain't gangster. That's not an MC. That's not the nature of an MC. So why even incorporate it into the music?
Yo, Bill Clinton getting caught with Monica Lewinsky saying, "I did not have sexual relations
that's
with
gangster.
That woman." And got off, and still with Hillary, that's gangster.
Yeah, that's gangster, kid. That's gangster. These people, dudes out here, they'll never be that much gangster. That's real gangster for your ass. They ain't even got to pick up a gun. They'll just talk. They talk on the microphone. So I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Everybody's like, okay. Look, you said it on TV. You didn't have sexual relations with. That's it. We know what he did. People know what he did. But, yo, he got away. He articulated it well. That's
like he wasn't slaying that out. He was slaying that out in the Oval Office.
But you know what? Still, you know, it's like, yo, that's gangster. These cats out there talking this junk, you ain't gangster.
They wankers.
Yeah, big time. Big time, because it has nothing to do. One of the requirements of being, one of the requirements of being an MC is not going to jail. Like that's not a requirement. Like, yo, you had to do some time in order to be an MC, or you have to shoot somebody in order to be an MC. That's not a qualification to be an MC. But nowadays, cats try to make it seem like, oh, well, if you ain't do this, then you ain't no real MC. Like, get the hell out of here. Because they, and like I said, anything from like damn near 2000 and up, where the MCs at? Where they at? Look at the most deaths. Look at the comments. You know what I'm saying? The few, you know what I'm saying? To Talib Kweli, the very few conscious MCs that we have left.
True that.
That are actually still doing it. The Roots.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what's good? They're not getting no play. They're not getting no real love because that's not what sells. And who dictates what sells is, like P said, the industry. And the industry and the industrialization of the music.
Isn't the Roots on Jimmy Kimmel now?
Yeah, but
are they a band for Jimmy Kimmel now?
And see, that look at that. These
guys are a house band, yo.
Yeah, I mean, everybody takes their career to where they need to take it, but like there's always going to be a need for Roots. There's always going to be a need for Most Deaths. You know what I'm saying?
No
there's
doubt.
Always going to be a need for certain individuals. I mean, you look at Jay-Z. What's the song that all of the people are up in arms about? Or the fact that Jay-Z took a trip to Cuba and Jay-Z's, you know, okay and cool with the president or whatever. Like, you know, the only
issue
that I really... But listen, the only issue, I'm not going to lie, that I have with Mr. Jay-Z is like, listen, you built your career talking the H word and the B word and everything else, then all of a sudden you have a daughter, and then you want to say, I'm not going to say this anymore. I'm not going to say that anymore. So how many other daughters have been disrespected or influenced by your music?
Well,
but now all of
you
a sudden
know what?
You have one.
Now, with that, I have to say, you know, because when he had his daughter, I think that changed him. We both know when you have a child, especially a daughter, it changes you.
Yeah, but you know what? As an MC, but bro, I'm going to listen. As an MC, you still have a responsibility to stick to your guns and stick to your craft. One thing about being an MC is that falseness does not work.
Well, I wouldn't
me,
say that he's being
how are you
false.
Keeping it real? How are you keeping it
just,
real?
He just changed, you know?
So
he changed.
Listen.
What do you guys rate somebody like a Will Smith as far as MC?
Who?
What do you guys rate him as? Will Smith.
Oh, I like
Will
Smith. I've always respected Will Smith and always liked Will Smith. He's always made good music to me. And you know what? He didn't have to say certain things. Like, he made music doing what he loved doing, and that's all some fun stuff.
Will Smith is a very nice young man.
He made it towards, it was geared towards his attitude and his personality.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been writing since 1988. The only time if I did use the B word, it was towards a dude. But otherwise, I've never written a song degrading women. Like I said, and I didn't have to do that. But like I said, you have a responsibility as an MC, and you know to once again.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Say certain things.
I'm sorry. hold up. Man, what is going on with the ambulances over there, man?
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Oh. Where you at?
I'm on Queens Boulevard. I'm not even in the hood. I'm sorry. It's rough.
See, that's why he listens to that weird music.
Wow.
But
man,
like I said,
I didn't mean to put you on blast like that. But I'm like, man, this dude is in the hood somewhere. Cause yo, 5-0 is hitting hard on the boulevard.
Like yo, man, I have to say, like I said, I don't have any issues. Like, you know, I respect him and his business and all this and that. I mean, there's certain little discrepancies, but I really have an issue with it's okay for you to, and I'm just going to have to put it out there. It's okay for everybody else to be bitches and whores and big pimping, spinning cheese and all everything else. But then when you have your seed, why does the game have to change?
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Was that response?
Me, truthfully, I see it as he's at a place where he's comfortable and he's going on to different things and certain things he doesn't have to do anymore. And plus, him having a daughter, I think it changed him.
Okay, cool, no problem. But once again, you have a responsibility to your listeners.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but, you know,
dude, he's made money off of degrading women and talking about drugs. Now, I'm not saying that an individual cannot evolve, but don't you find it, I just find it kind of in poor taste to all of a sudden want to switch up just because you have a daughter. Because like I said, how many other people's daughters were bitches and hoes, but not yours? And it's not to call, it's not to say anything bad about his kid, or it's not to say anything bad about anybody's kid. But once again, how could you say it about everybody else's, I mean, all other women, and somewhere along the line, those women are somebody else's kid?
No.
So it's okay. It's okay. It's okay for them to do that, but... Do you see the logic in that?
I got to report to that because I'm going to tell you straight up right now, no chaser. If a bitch is a bitch, then a bitch is a bitch. If a hoe is a hoe, then a hoe is a hoe.
But you know what?
I'm going to speak it as I see it. That's just me.
Okay, fine. But at the same token, I'm not gonna go out there, like I said once again, when you ask that question, what's the definition of an MC? It's about being true to self as well. You don't dumb down for $1.
Well,
it's all about the skill. It's all about what you believe in. Huh?
See, but at the same, but the thing is too is like if you say as a MC, you're supposed to write about your experiences. Now that he doesn't have to sell drugs and do the things that he was rapping about in Reasonable Doubt, is it only right that he talk about stuff that he's actually doing now?
Yeah, it's all good.
Because it sounds like you're saying is that, you know, the same issues and stuff he used to talk about in Reasonable Doubt, he's supposed to be talking about in Blueprint 3. You know what I'm saying? Which, if that's the case, then how do you expect the MC to show any growth? If he's always talking about the same thing.
Listen, Jay-Z, all right, from Reasonable Doubt to present. How long ago has Jay? When's the last time Jay Z been in the street selling drugs? But yeah,
I'm not with him every day, though.
But yeah, I know you're absolutely right. But you know what I'm saying? Do you really think Jay Z's playing the corner? You think he was on the corner last week?
Nah.
Exactly. So why are you still talking about that stuff? Who are you entertaining? Are you entertaining? Are you really trying to just entertain the masses, or are you once again dumbing down for a dollar? Because see, like I said, the whole MC thing, an MC is not in it for the money. Just like a real basketball player is not in it for the money. Just like a real football player is not in it for the money. there's a love for this. And the whole thing is, if you're not willing to make certain sacrifices for the love, then you're a rapper. And that's just what it is. If you want that money more than you want that respect, then you're a rapper. But if you want that respect more than that money, then you're an MC. Because there's a lot of MCs. There's a lot of MCs right now still living, and rest in peace to all that died, that have a tremendous amount of respect till this day. You couldn't even think about stepping to them. Like I said, the Rakims, the Kings, the Kool G Raps, the Redmans, the even the Melly Mels. Like, you're not stepping to them dudes.
Yeah.
You're not stepping to them. The Biz Markies, the Roxanne Shantays. There's certain
wow.
You're not stepping to them. The Naughty by
Nature. The MC Light. The MC Light.
Oh, my gosh. MC Light? MC Light? 10% this? Like, you're not stepping. Like, it's certain people you're just not stepping to. Because, yo, they'll get in your ass. The Grand Poobas? Brand Nubian?
Yeah.
You're not messing with them. So my whole thing is, which is more important, that dollar or that respect? That's what a real MC has to ask themselves, or somebody who's trying to be an MC. Because like I said, man, that rap shit, you keep that rap shit.
I get what you're saying. So I mean, so basically what you're trying to say is with Jay-Z, somebody that already has money or whatnot, why are you switching up your content if, you know what I'm saying, the art form should be number one to you? Why are you switching up your content if you don't really need the sales like that? You should be staying more true to your art versus somebody
well,
who
it's not,
actually...
It's not just that. He could have been switched it up.
Or
Don't use your daughter as an excuse.
Why are you playing in the gutter if you're in a stream now, or if you're in a river? Why play in a gutter if you're in the river?
Exactly. If you have evolved, you will have evolved. But like I said, there's no disrespect to him, his family, anything. But yo, I don't like the fact, because like I said, I'm big on that. I don't believe in degrading women in music. That's just my thing, and that's always been my thing. Like, I've never used the B word in the context of, like, a woman in any of my music. Like I said, I've been writing since 1988. Never done it because I don't believe in it. So I stay true to those principles. Now, if he's made his money off of degrading women, and then all of a sudden you have a daughter, and all of a sudden you want to stop degrading women, what does that say about you? Does it say growth?
Maybe.
Does it say growth, or does it say, you know, I got a daughter now, so I gotta act accordingly? How many other daughters out there you disrespected? How many other daughters you've been out there and done this, man? You gotta think about the collective, because you know, say at the end of the day, them rock and roll cats, folk singers or whatever, they ain't calling them their women bees and the whole thing. They ain't saying that. But we're doing it to ourselves. And the whole thing is that the MCing is not, it's not about that. It's never been about that. It didn't come about that. And it's like, it's sickening to sit back and watch people capitalize off the MC fame, the name of an MC or hip hop itself, and then want to say, you know, I had to dumb my music down for a dollar. So, what does that say? To me, it just sounds like a sellout.
Ooh.
Because the paper's more important than the listener. And as an MC, you put your experience out there, but you never put the music, you never put the money before a listener.
See, what do you do if you don't have no, you know what I'm saying, if you don't have money and you're looking at an opportunity in which you could provide for your loved ones, your family, you know what I'm saying, you got a kid or whatnot, what do you do? Is the person wrong if he sacrifices the art form to make a buck?
Yeah.
I can see if you
say. Yeah, because remember, he said he was a big-time drug dealer, so you have
no, money. I'm not talking about just Jay-Z. I'm just talking about any rapper.
Any
you know
rapper in general.
What do you do?
Well, they do what they got to do. That's
all
I see it as. They do what they got to do, and some of them become conformists. You know, I feel like this.
But, you know, some of these rappers.
If you can't make it off of your persona, your personality, and your own style, and they say you got to conform, then you know what? Then maybe it's not for you. But if you can come with your own style, your own flavor, and speak it from the heart and be real from the heart, and they go, yo, this is something hot, this is something grand, yo, we haven't heard something like this in years, then it's a beautiful thing. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen too much.
Dead issue now.
You know, Nas said it, hip-hop is dead. He saw it coming. You still got rap, but you don't have hip-hop.
And you know what? That's a problem. That's a problem. That's like making a sandwich with no meat. Like, you want to just put two slices together, bread together, and say, I got a sandwich. Ooh, where's the meat? Where's the thing that makes it a sandwich? Two slices of bread together don't make a sandwich. It's just two damn slices of bread.
Yeah. That's how I said...
Man.
We got rap, but we don't have hip hop, man.
Nah, we ain't got hip hop no more. Like I don't know, the era of the MC. It's to me, it's on ICU. I'm sure there's some underground cat. You know what I'm saying? That's
I'm pretty
out
sure,
there doing it.
You know. And I'm pretty sure that you got mad underground cats that, you know, that are just, you know, keeping it real. You know, respect to them, but the industry won't let them come above ground.
And that's the problem, because it's become industrialized.
You know,
it's become industrialized.
While we're talking about MCs, I mean, if you guys ever get a chance, you know, I've been telling Byron about this for a couple of years now. Check out the URL Ultimate Rap League. I don't know if you watch it, but I've been telling Byron about it for a while. You know, they have a bunch of battlers, and they rap. So sometimes they have two or three rounds, and, you know, I've been trying to get Byron into it, but
I've checked that out. I've checked that out before, and I respect some of the cats out there that, you know what I'm saying, and some of the things that I've watched. But at the same time, like I said, you can't be an armchair general and you ain't never been on the field of war. Like, bro, I've siphoned from Queensbridge to Astoria Projects to Corona to Brooklyn to the Bronx to, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been on a few stages. Like, me and my peoples, we did our thing in the studio. Listen, I've been there, done that. Wood in the hood, all that. Did I go far with it? Maybe to some, maybe not. But you know what? The respect still remains, because I did it, and I did it how me and my team saw fit. We didn't sell out. We didn't sell ourselves short. We did certain things that we didn't have to do to try to make it happen. And if we didn't get out there because we chose not to sell our souls, then you know what? If that's how God intended it, then that's what it is. But you know what? One thing I will say is, even after all these years, to somebody who may have not seen me in years, they'll ask me, yo, you still writing? You still rhyming? The respect will always remain. And to me, that's more important than anything. There will always be, yeah, like, he's nice, or I know him to be, when he was on the mic, he is a nice dude. That means more than 20 G's or a brand new home and all this and that. Because the money comes and money goes, but respect stands forever. your name.
That's true.
And what you leave behind will stand forever. And like
that's
I said,
true.
I keep saying them, the Rakims, the Kings, they will always be legends. The KRS-1s always be legendary. They will always be something to talk of and to face.
Hey, guys,
like what a
shout
real
out
MC
PM Dawn.
All right, stop it. Like, PM Dawn. Like, are you serious? PM Dawn. Like, all right. Yeah. That was brother L by the way with that PM Dawn remark.
You're a rapper.
But,
leave
you know,
PM Dawn alone.
But yeah, we got 4 minutes left. Like I just want to thank Pierre Williams for chiming in. Once again,
yeah,
welcome
man.
Back, brother L.
I appreciate it, bro. Hey,
yeah, no problem, no problem.
I'm glad to
appreciate
be back
you
from
having.
You know from my endeavors in the Middle East.
No, no doubt. But I do want to say, like whoever listens to this, whether you like it or not, remember what you put down on paper and what you write, I believe karma comes with that. What you put out there in the world will come back to you. So when you start putting out that negative shit, that disrespecting women, disrespecting whoever, however, when you put that stuff out there, if it's not something back with some type of positive attitude or some type of positive energy behind it, it's going to come back to you. Just like Pierre said with the 2 Chainz incident. He talks guns, he talks all this stuff, but yet somebody run up on him with a gun, and him and his grown men team, just everybody just run away. But you cats are tough, though. You cats are gangster. Listen, be true to yourself. Be true to your art form. Be creative. Because once again, like I said, that money comes and money goes, but that respect will remain forever. And, you know, that's all I got to say.
Hey, big shout out to 3 Feet High and Rising. De La Soul, what's
oh, wow.
up, man?
Wow, yeah, De La Soul, yeah. Serious. I mean, listen, I wasn't feeling him in the beginning, but, you know, I got to give respect. I can't knock the man hustle 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? He came from the bottom. You know, he really started from the bottom.
And now he's here.
I give him his props. I give him his props. But, you know, like I said, as an MC to real MCs, yo, you know, be blessed to you fake-ass rappers.
Shout out to K-Solo.
You fake-ass rappers, you know, get a bat to the chest. That's just what it is. You know?
A.K.A. Letterman.
That's just what it is. You want to keep shouting out rappers, you know, Lay, you want to shout out some EPMD? You got cats
EPMD,
like
EPMD, holler to the Kings, Run DMC, forever.
Like, yo, I give this man props, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes still holding it down.
Oh, my God. Wow, yo.
Busta Bus
yes,
still
sir.
Holding it down.
Indeed.
He's still holding it down, and I appreciate that. Tribe Called Quest. But, like I said, man, you know, thanks again, Pierre, for chiming in. And, Brother L, once again, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, I guess that will conclude our episode on, you know, whatever happened to the MC.
To the real MCs.
To the real MCs. So, everybody be blessed. Yo, what's what you get? What's with those ambulances, man? Like, for real,
bro,
I told
I'm sorry,
you.
I'm sorry.
You said you on Queens Boulevard. You ain't in Queens Boulevard. You ain't on Queens Boulevard.
Queens Boulevard is popping.
You in Bed-Stuy. I know you in Bed-Stuy, Pierre. I know you are.
Nah,
Queens Boulevard. There you
go, man. Yo, man, everybody have a good night, man. Be blessed. All right?
Take care, yo.
God bless you. Stay blessed, right, people.
All
right, next week.
Peace.
Later.
Next week. Later.